Thank you so much. Everything's good on my end. Pull some information yesterday so I could do a little bit of homework on this. And it really sparked my interest because Nebraskans right now, they're looking at increasing the state's gas tax. And, of course, that is for road and bridge repair. And then this opportunity came along where I could talk to you. And so it was like the perfect storm brewed finally. So hopefully I can get more information. You know, if you drive on Nebraska roads, you will know what I mean by saying that I actually thought my car's suspension blew over the winter. And they are that bad. And, you know, it's like driving a video game every day, avoiding potholes and cracks and crevices. And it's not good for your vehicle. It's not good for anything. So I'm going to give you a little bit of or a chance to give me some information, if you would please, on what is happening regarding the federal aspect of this so we can put all the pieces together.
Absolutely. So what we did was we took a look at the National Bridge Inventory, which gives us a good window into the condition and status of all of the bridges across the country. And certainly there are a number of challenges in Nebraska. There are over 2,600 bridges, which is 17% of all the bridges in the state, and those are classified as structurally deficient. And what that means is that one of the key elements of the bridge, either the superstructure, the deck, or usually the substructure, are rated in poor or worse condition.
Now, as I understand it, too, the state relies a lot on federal funding, correct, for our bridge and road repair?
That is correct. What a lot of folks don't realize is that over half of all highway and bridge construction funding across the country comes from the federal aid program, which is funded through our nation's Highway Trust Fund. And when we go and fill up our gas tank, we're usually paying a state gas tax, but also 18.3 cents per gallon, which is going towards this federal aid highway program. And it's absolutely essential to a number of states when they're considering their capital investments and their construction dollars that are being spent on some of the most traveled roads across the country.
That is so very important, too, because when we pay the gas, we pay attention to the state tax. I guess that's more of just the nature of people going, you know, especially since our neighbor to the east of us, Iowa, just raised their gas tax for the first time in many
years. That's right.
And so everybody's just kind of a little bit, what's going on here?
And people don't always understand that federal program, it's so important, and Congress, there is just a lack of political will, I don't know how else to put it, to really deal with this issue. What's happened over the last 20 years is that when you have a flat gas tax and prices that have been increasing steadily, as we all know, that means that purchasing power and what you can buy with that money coming in is less and less. So we've seen a big issue with the conditions of our roads and bridges. And again, Congress, we send these folks to Washington, D.C. to deal with this issue, to provide funding for the Highway Trust Fund. And they're just in a situation where they are not addressing the needs and the issues.
So it kind of goes back to the money. I was just in the process of doing some number crunching, and I was going to try to figure out how many gallons of gasoline and diesel fuel were sold in the state of Nebraska each day. And like I said, I was in the process of doing this when you called, and I didn't do my homework like I should have. And then you take that out. I'm just looking at the state because I knew that is about 36 cents per gallon of gas is a state tax. And I was going to go with that, and then I was going to see how much money a day the state gets on their state gas tax. And now that you told me how much the federal is, I was going to do that too. You know, that's a lot of money.
It is, and there's a significant amount that needs to be invested to address these issues. And the challenge with the Highway Trust Fund and the federal aid program is that, you know, the last time Congress approved the federal aid highway program, typically they do it for a period of 5 to 6 years, so state DOTs can know exactly what revenues and what money they're going to have through the federal aid highway program. But the challenge has been that Congress basically said, okay, we're going to spend a certain amount of money, yet we're bringing in less than that through the gas tax revenue. So they knew they were going to be overspending through the Highway Trust Fund to try and address some of these needs. But we've come to a situation where we've been covering that gap through general fund transfers, where what we really need to do is look at the revenues coming in and say, how do we address that issue? Congress can either increase revenues, they can cut the program, or they can keep borrowing money from the general fund. Those are the three options. And we're coming up to a deadline at the end of May where they have to make that decision, or they can say, you know what, we're going to do another extension, which they've been doing for years, and just kick this problem down the road. I'm sorry, it cut out for just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I go, none of those options sound very appealing. We need it, but, you know, I guess we can't keep passing the buck, too. I mean, it's, I don't know. What do the experts think?
It's a challenging situation, and I would argue that Congress needs to do its job and stop with the extensions and actually deal with this issue. We've seen a number of states actually step up and try and address their own funding, because, again, state and local governments are the other half of that spending equation. So we've seen close to a dozen states actually increase their own state gas tax or sales taxes on gasoline in the last 2 or 3 years to try and address some of these issues.
Another thing that I was reading, too, and this is from the Associated Press, and it talks about that Nebraska's share of the Federal Highway Trust money has fallen faster than the national average in the five-year period that ended in 2013. And I guess, so is Nebraska not kind of, I want to say, getting their fair share, or is Nebraska not doing some things they should be doing to get this money?
Now, the challenge is that just all the revenues coming in are being used for projects that are ongoing. So the situation that Congress is in right now is they have to address this issue, because if they don't extend the program or find additional revenues, all of the money coming into the Highway Trust Fund for the federal aid program is going to be going back out to states for ongoing projects and commitments, and there won't be money to start any new projects in the next fiscal year. So they really are at a crossroads where they've got to address this issue. And, you know, with this bridge report, one thing it highlights is that these conditions and this impacts every community across the country, every driver. We've tracked, you know, from the data, there are 215 million crossings on all of these structurally deficient bridges across the country every day.
You know, and then we get all up in arms, too, when there are big issues. For example, when a bridge collapses, or there is big problems, or there's, you know, it's just so frustrating. And it's like, you know, your personal budget, boy, you really want to do that, fix the roof, but boy, you really can't until it caves in.
And I would argue that people pay for this one way or another, especially if you do not address these issues. As you mentioned with operating your vehicle and driving over potholes and the cost to maintain your vehicle, as well as the time that people in some urban areas spend in congestion, if you don't address these issues, you're going to be spending more in those areas. Whereas if you increase investment to actually address those facts, more people have more time to be with their families, doing things that they enjoy, rather than being stuck in traffic or being at the garage to get your car fixed.
You know, that's true. And I guess that people don't mind paying, but if they're getting their money's worth. Because, you know, let's say that the roads that I have to take to work are just nasty. I'll just put it that way. They're terrible. You know, and I'm paying, but I'm not seeing any progress. I think that's where a lot of people get frustrated, too.
I think that is a challenge. And state DOTs decide where to spend their money. And I think part of the challenge is there's such a backlog of work is that they really have to pick and choose where money is being spent, and they don't have enough to really address some of these issues in a more holistic way. So I absolutely understand what you're saying, and we see that in our area as well. It's a challenge to get everything done, and the backlog is so big. We really need to substantially increase investment if we're going to make a difference that people can really see in their day-to-day lives.
This has been fantastic. Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think that covers it. I appreciate the opportunity, and I would just encourage people to really be aware about this issue. I think a lot of times we just settle for the status quo, and you know, we accept that our commute's going to have to be a certain amount of time. But you know, you look at an increase of a commute of 10 minutes, that adds up to 40 hours a week. So I think a lot of times people just don't think about there is a better way, and they need to advocate for all levels of government to address this issue.
Perfect. Thank you so very much. And like I said, this
sure,
is
thank
perfect
you very
timing.
Much.
I appreciate your time and insight. This is great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.